Omax Health. My name is Quenisha. May I have your first and last name to access the account, please?
Hi, Quenisha. Carol Givens.
Thank you for that information, Ms. Givens.
You're welcome. I do not have an account. I'm calling to check on an order that I made for Max Sleep.
Okay, ma'am. So let's see if I can locate an account with your first and last name. So that was Carol, C-A-R-O-L, ma'am?
Yes.
Last name Givens, G-I-V-E-N-S.
G-I-V is in Victor, E-N-S.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so can Ms. you track it and let me know what's going on with it, please?
Yes, ma'am. For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address, please?
227 Iron, Detroit, 48207.
Thank you so much for that information, Ms. Givens.
You're
Let's
welcome.
See here. Let's see here, Ms. Givens. So, ma'am, actually, it shows here that it's been accepted at a USPS facility in Allen Park, Missouri.
What? Allen Park, Missouri. I live in Detroit, Michigan.
I'm sorry. That's probably Allen Park, Michigan.
You're making me nervous.
Okay, ma'am. Give me just a moment, please. Yes, ma'am. It's been accepted in Allen Park, Michigan, ma'am.
Okay,
You will receive it sometime this week or Monday.
Can they hold it there and I can just go pick it up?
Let's see here. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what request do you need to make or put in so that I can do that? I can grab it tomorrow.
You possibly don't need to put in a request, ma'am, since it's a possibility that they're run tomorrow it might not be a possibility. So you can just provide them your identification, a form of identification, and you can give them this tracking number.
Okay. So you're saying that you're seeing that it's in Allen Park, but you're saying that I can go and pick it up. So I'll go out there tomorrow to Allen Park to pick it up. And it's not there. So that's why I'm asking on your end, what needs to happen so that they can hold it in Allen Park so I can pick it up and it'll be there when I get there.
Well, actually, Ms. Givens, give me just a moment. I'm going to look further into something else that I see here. So just a moment, please.
Thank you. Aaron, it's the red velvet cake in here. Thank you. Hello. Tina Hep, Frosty.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm just looking into something else.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Listed here.
Okay. Thank you.
You don't eat red velvet cake.
I'm on
a business call.
I need to smell your breath and check your bowl. See what you have. You want that whole lunch and went and got what?
Ice cream.
Without it?
From Harbor Town Market. It's in the free Harbor Town in a box. For vanilla. I ain't came down to your email.
Yeah, okay.
It's in the freezer. Harper Town Market in a box. I'm going there tomorrow. I'm frying fish tomorrow, Aaron.
Huh?
I'm frying fish tomorrow. I want to go. No. I don't even know what the crowd looking like down there in Greek Town.
I know. I didn't even go through there.
Why not?
I wasn't on that. I was going.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, because you said you was down there west River.
I went out there to go check.
Go fishing. What's wrong with
the
radio? Go ahead.
No,
I'm not.
Could you do me a favor? When that washer is off, could you please throw those things in the dryer for me?
Yes, sir. Aaron, that's a nice little truck you got over there.
Huh?
That's a nice little truck you got over there.
Yeah.
That Rogue is nice. That's the first one that I rented. I wanted to keep mine.
Okay, Ms. Gibbons.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for holding so patiently for me. So I've left a notation here on the account that you've requested to have the package to be held there so that you can pick it up there. So you would just have to take a form of identification.
No problem. You want to give me the address? Are they? But I know it's 8 o'clock, so I know that they're closed now. But if you give me the address, I will.
Well, Ms. Gibbons, I don't have their address.
Oh, okay. So, wait a minute. You said it's a U.S. What is it now? A U.S.
USPS. It's the local. It's the United States Postal Service, ma'am.
Do you have a street? Okay. I tell you what. Give me a tracking number. I'll find it.
Yes, ma'am. So, that tracking number is... let's see here.
And thank you for, making a notation for me. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome, ma'am. The tracking number is 927 489-690-119.
I'm running out of space on my paper. 119, go ahead. 735
530 290 50901.
Okay. So it's the U.S. Post Office in Allen Park. You don't have a phone number and you do not have a street.
No, ma'am. I don't have the information.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Tanisha. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, bye-bye, ma'am. Now,
What? I need to do what?
Now, we do have other products such as the Ultra Pure, ma'am. It does
promote
healthy heart.
I went online and looked at a few of them, but since this is my first time trying this product, let me give it a trial basis because I did go online and take a look.
Okay, ma'am. So thanks for calling Old Max Health. As a small business, we sincerely appreciate your business. And as always, we want to assist you on your journey to becoming a healthier you, especially during these trying times.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're very welcome, ma'am. Have a great day.
You as well.